Welcome to Vantage Points, a podcast exploring the history of southwestern Manitoba, Canada. I'm Tiana Neufeld.
They call it, I think they call it, or kind of a ragtime thing for sing-song and dance or whatnot. Just lively music.
Today, I want to introduce you to Luella Noble. She's 92 years old and lives alone in Boisvane. The centerpiece of her living room is a beautiful upright piano that was made in 1918 and given to her mother as a wedding present.
I maintain, now why don't you write your history too?
Yeah.
Because when I started, it was to tell what we did at Richview, say on recess, at noon hour, all the time we were going there. Because the children nowadays have no idea what it was like for a rural school.
I approached Luella to talk to her about her passion for music. I learned that she's been playing piano for over 80 years. She's the oldest member of a group called the Country Four, who still play every couple of weeks at various events around the region. What I didn't realize, though, was that her beginning as a musician took place in a building I am very familiar with.
So did you attend Richview School?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The Richview Schoolhouse. Today, the building is gray and weather-beaten, but still standing, though I'm not sure if I could be convinced to set foot in it. It stands on the edge of Number 3 Highway, southwest of Boisvane, and I drive past it every time I head to town. It looks impossibly small, too small to hold 8 grades and a teacher. But hearing Luella's stories fill the schoolhouse with the color and character it's missing at first glance.
Well, my dad attended there, and I attended there, my kids went there, and three generations of us. You know, we would go over to the ravine in the wintertime and toboggan, and they'd ring the bell to get us back. Either that, or if there were sloughs on the farm right there, we could go and skate on there at noon. Most of the time, if we didn't do that, there were six of us that played piano by ear. And three of them were my cousins, and we would be picking out pieces that were heard on the radio, and because none of us read music, we would get it all off of the radio. So we always amused ourselves with our music, and we were all the best of friends.
In these days, this was the middle of the 1930s, rural schoolhouses were more than just a place of learning. They were the center of the district, a kind of community hall where Christmas concerts, socials, and most memorably, dances were held. Luella was only 10 years old when she started playing chords on the piano to accompany her aunt and uncle who played the fiddle. By 13, she was playing at dances on her own.
So when it got to be about 13, I started going out to play for dances. There was a banjo player, sax player, and myself. And one ended up being my brother-in-law. The other one was married to my cousin. I had known them all my life anyway. Cool. We started playing like that at Horton. We got a dollar for playing from 8 till 12, and I bought my first pair of nylons. They were the real heavy ones, but they were a pair of nylons at that time. Uh-huh. It was pre-war, of course. Yeah. If we went to Fairburn or Wausaua, it was volunteer. And in Richview, it was volunteer.
Horton and Desford and Fairfax, these were other nearby schools.
But Horton didn't have enough coming to play volunteers, so that was why they paid us. And then same down at when they had the dances at New Desford. We played there, and we were paid then.
She spent her teenage years riding to the schools of the district to play the ragtime music she had learned by ear.
Each of the families would get together and go in the sleighs for the dances. You have a warm something or other for your feet, robes over you.
Big old blankets.
Yeah. Yeah, those heavy buffalo robes and whatnot, yeah.
Local boy Ernie Noble became her boyfriend, but was away for 4 years while he fought in World War II. In the meantime, Luella took her 3-year nurse's training in Brandon, and by 1945, she was a registered nurse. Luella and Ernie were married in 1945, and over the past 60 years, though raising 3 children and working, not to mention being an active member and volunteer with over a dozen community groups, music has remained central to Luella's life. She played with a group known as the Southwest Old Time Fiddlers, a collection of 18 or so musicians who toured all across southern Manitoba. Luella was part of a local band called the Drop-Ins, who played at local events and at the Senior Center at Westview Lodge. And most recently, she's part of the Country Four, who have been making music together for 22 years. I asked Luella if she had any particularly notable performances.
We even played for strippers.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
At Killarney.
No way.
Yeah, well, we were the older ones, and they thought that I think we were fairly safe to play with them. Age 18
okay.
was coming in.
Yep.
It was in 1970 when the province's legal drinking age dropped from 21 to 18.
They didn't want the age 18 boys sitting any closer to the stage where the strippers were. So here was our old guys and me, sort of between the strippers and the younger guys and whatnot. Because we played between the acts.
The acts, I see why they got changed.
Well, yeah.
Or forever.
Being a nurse, I knew everything that
right.
they it didn't make any difference to me. Oh my gosh.
The Vantage Points podcast is a project of the Turtle Mountain Source Plains Heritage Association. For more information, check out vantagepoints.ca.
So, did you get paid, each of you get $1 for playing a show, or did you get $1 to split between the three of you?
No, $1 each.
Oh, that's generous.
A whole $1 each. Yeah.
And
I couldn't have got my nylon.
Exactly, okay.